What should you do when Midland Credit Management contacts you?
Addressing debt collection can be a complex and often stressful endeavor, especially when dealing with companies like Midland Credit Management. The support of a seasoned debt settlement attorney from Spent Law Group can be instrumental in navigating this process. With their understanding of debt law and negotiation techniques, they can serve as your advocate, ensuring that your voice is heard and your rights are represented during correspondence and negotiation of a settlement plan. Is Midland Credit Management a legitimate company?
Midland Credit Management, MCM, is indeed a legitimate company. It is a large, nationally recognized debt collection company that is a subsidiary of Encore Capital Group, which is a publicly traded company. The legal boundaries of debt collection agencies.
The FDCPA provides a series of protections for consumers, designed to prevent abuse, unfair practices, and deception in the collection of consumer debts. If you believe Midland Credit Management is not adhering to these legal boundaries, you have the right to file a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB.
Validating the debt claim.
Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, you have the right to request a validation notice from the collector.
This notice must be sent within 5 days of the initial contact and must include
the total amount owed, the name of the company that claims the debt is owed to them, a notice indicating that if the debt isn't contested within 30 days of receiving the notification, it will be considered valid by the collector, an assurance that if the consumer disputes the debt in writing within 30 days, the collector will verify the debt and send the consumer proof of this verification. Confirmation that if requested in writing by the consumer within the 30-day time frame, the collector will supply the name and address of the original creditor if it's not the same as the current creditor. Do not acknowledge the debt or make any payments until you have received this validation and are confident that the debt is indeed yours and the amount claimed is correct.
Understanding your rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA. Privacy.
Debt collectors are not allowed to publicly share your debts, including posting your information on a bad debt list or discussing your debts with anyone other than you, your spouse, or your attorney. Protection from harassment. Debt collectors are prohibited from using abusive or profane language, and they are not allowed to threaten or harass you in any way.
Verification.
You can dispute all or part of your debt within 30 days of the first contact, and the collector must provide proof of the debt.
Mode of correspondence. If you prefer that the debt collector contact you only in writing or through your attorney, you have the right to request this. Responding in writing to establish a record.
This allows you to create a tangible record of all interactions, which can be important if there are any disputes later on. Write a formal response to acknowledge the receipt of their communication.
Be concise in your language, and do not acknowledge the debt as yours without verification. Keep copies of all correspondence sent to Midland Credit Management for your records.
By responding in writing, you establish a clear timeline of events and show that you are taking the matter seriously, which can be beneficial in any legal proceedings that may follow.
Setting boundaries for communication. You have the right to control how and when debt collectors contact you. Here's what you can do.
Specify preferred times of day or methods of communication in your written correspondence with Midland Credit Management. If you do not wish to be contacted at work, you can request that they refrain from calling you at your place of employment. If you prefer all communications to be in writing for record-keeping purposes, make this clear in your response to their initial contact. Remember, Midland Credit Management is required by law to respect these preferences, and setting boundaries can help reduce the stress often associated with debt collection processes.
Determining your financial capability to settle or negotiate. Create a comprehensive overview of your income, expenses, and existing debt obligations. This will help you understand what you can realistically afford to pay, either as a lump sum settlement or in structured payments.
The statute of limitations on debt. The statute of limitations on debt is a law that sets the maximum amount of time creditors or debt collectors have to initiate legal proceedings to collect a debt. Here are several ways the statute of limitations can impact Midland Credit Management's debt collection efforts.
1. Legal action. If the statute of limitations has expired, Midland Credit Management cannot successfully sue you for the debt.
Debt collection attempts. While Midland Credit Management can continue to attempt to collect the debt after the statute of limitations has expired, They cannot misrepresent the legal status of the debt or threaten to sue you for it. Acknowledgement of debt. In some jurisdictions, acknowledging that the debt is yours or making a payment on the debt can reset the statute of limitations, giving the collector more time to pursue legal action.
Credit reporting. The statute of limitations on debt is separate from the time limits governing negative information on your credit report. In general, negative information about a debt can only be reported for 7 years from the date of the first delinquency, regardless of the statute of limitations. The pros and cons of debt settlement. Pros. Reduced debt. You may be able to settle your debt for less than what you originally owed, reducing your overall financial burden.
Avoiding legal action. Settling can prevent the creditor from taking legal action against you for the full amount.
One-time payment.
If you have access to a lump sum of money, you can close the account and avoid monthly payments. Cons.
Credit impact.
Settling a debt typically means paying less than the owed amount, which can negatively affect your credit score.
Tax consequences.
Forgiven debt can be considered taxable income by the IRS, except in cases of insolvency.
How to propose a debt settlement plan to creditors.
Assess your finances. Have a clear picture of what you're financially capable of paying, whether as a single payment or in installments.
Compile your financial records. Put together all necessary documents that detail your debt and your current financial status.
Develop your settlement offer. With your financial assessment in hand, determine a realistic offer that is less than the owed amount but still manageable for your budget.
Formalize your offer. Submit your settlement proposal to Midland Credit Management in a well-documented letter, outlining the terms you are proposing.
Engage in negotiation. Stay open to discussion, ready to handle any counter-proposals, and work towards a mutually agreeable settlement. Secure a written agreement. Before making any payment, confirm the settlement agreement in writing, with signatures from both you and the creditor, to solidify the terms.
Filing a complaint against unfair collection practices.
If you believe Midland Credit Management or any debt collector has violated your rights under the FDCPA or engaged in unfair collection practices, you have recourse.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau,
CFPB. Your attorney can file a complaint with the CFPB, which will investigate the issue and work to get you a response from the company. State Attorney General. Your attorney can also file a complaint with your state's Attorney General's office, which can provide additional information about state laws that may protect you.
Federal Trade Commission, FTC.
The FTC enforces the FDCPA, and while they do not resolve individual complaints, reporting your experience can help their enforcement efforts.
Guidance from Spent Law Group in debt settlement negotiations.
Skilled representation in communications. A lawyer from Spent Law Group can serve as your advocate, handling all communications with Midland Credit Management on your behalf.
Protecting your legal rights.
Our attorneys at Spent Law Group are well versed in the laws that govern debt collection practices, including the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA.
Negotiation of debt settlement terms.
With a thorough understanding of debt negotiation, our attorneys from Spent Law Group can work to secure a settlement that fits within your financial capabilities.
Providing clarity and peace of mind.
Our attorneys can help clarify the process, providing clear guidance on your options and the potential outcomes.
Legal advocacy in case of disputes. Should a dispute arise during the settlement process, we are equipped to advocate on your behalf.
Whether the issue requires negotiation or even representation in court, our team is prepared to defend your position and work toward a resolution.
Quality legal advocacy and representation from Spent Law Group.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by debt and the prospect of dealing with debt collectors, remember that you don't have to face it alone. Choose a debt settlement attorney who can guide you through the process, represent your interests, and work towards a solution that puts you back on the path to financial health. At Spent Law Group, we're here to serve as your legal advocate, working diligently to protect your rights and peace of mind.
Take the first step today. Contact Spent Law Group at 855-332-8457.